Okay, yes. So, yeah, the question is addressed to Dr. Reza Malu, and it is, I think you can still see my screen. Okay, so the Nonprofit Association Investing in People, IIP, aims to promote scientific culture in DRC and in Africa as a whole. So we would like to tell us a bit more about that, and how is DRC being directed compared to its education system and its models of development, so that it will be able to innovate. So yeah, so I think that is the question. So can you hear us, Dr. Raisa Malu?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So
please. Okay, great. Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. Thank you so much for inviting me to this panel. I say hello to the two previous speakers. I'm sorry, I'm not using my camera because I have a connection issue here. So please forgive me. About the Nonprofit Association Investing in People, we organize each year the Science and Technology Week. In April 2022, next April, it will be the 9th consecutive edition. And this event has three objectives: to promote science and technology among young people and the public, to promote African knowledge and know-how in these fields, and to light up, if I may say, vocations. This event, the Science and Technology Week, has a regional, continental, and beyond dimension with internationally renowned speakers. For example, this year, we will have the Senegalese astronomer Maham Kerr, whose name was given to an asteroid. And we also have Babette Christelle Chanang, is a Cameroonian oceanographer working on a project with the NASA. And the theme of this year edition is space technology for technologies for sustainable development in Africa. It will be the first edition organized on both Congo, Brazzaville, and Kinshasa to threaten our scientific cooperation. And what kind of activities we organize? We have conferences, we have scientific animations. This year we will have a national hackathon for students at the primary and secondary school, and we have exhibition with university, research center, or private sector. The Week of Science, the Science and Technology Week, is really an opportunity for people who would otherwise never meet to do so. We have great stories to tell about that. But I would like to make a comment also on the question asked Kitevi about the funding. Here in Congo for the Science and Technology Week, it's mainly funded locally with the private sector. It's really tough to have money from the government. When they have money, they give. But we have forget about money. We ask government to give facilities. It's more easy for them. We ask them, for example, to call for all schools who are coming to visit the science village. We ask them to engage all the research center to come and participate to exhibition. So we have found that then it works when we ask for facilities than asking for money. And the main challenge to engage the government to such a kind of event or project like the ASP from Kitevi is the lack of strong scientific communities in our country, especially here in DRC. All our researchers, our scientists are working isolated, and they are not forming a strong community. So it's really hard to altogether engage the government and put the agenda of research on the table and ask for more funding on research, more funding of all kinds of our activities. So it's good for our young physicists, our young scientists, the next generation, to really work on building strong communities so they have a big voice talking to government and asking for more funds. About the our education system, since 2016, we are reforming science and math education at secondary and university levels. We changed the pedagogy, and we are focused on development of skills. We reduce the content, and we also promote the development of soft skills, which are really important in this fourth revolution industrial. The major difficulty is definitely the training of our teachers to have this paradigm shift. There were also obvious problem like the deliberation and lack of infrastructure, which really reduce the possibility, but in my experience, the teacher and the community remain the levers in which we must act if you want to improve our education system and to focus more on innovation. Here in Congo, we are threatening the public-private partnership, for example, with Congolese startups, which will bring them in the education system to develop digital skills in our administration and in the community, and it works really, really, really well. If we want to improve the situation, we also aim to strengthen the technical and vocational education. That's what I can say about DRC and our education system and our model of development. If there is any question.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Waisamalu. So yeah, do we have questions? So I think we have some in the chat maybe. Okay, not really. Okay, yeah. So Ketevi, go ahead.
Yeah, if I may, I just want to ask Dr. Malu. I mean, you have been doing amazing work, Dr. Cole as well. It's very impressive to hear all of your engagement efforts that are really helping. Dr. Malu, you have served also in the DRC government panel to the African Union. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that and how that engagement informed the capacity development work that you are doing and how what you are doing now inform also our policymakers at the African Union.
Thank you, Ketevi. The problem we face, we discover, is really it's difficult to have those big strategies from the continental level and to have them implement in our national level. That's one main issue. Dr. Cole have talked about all this strategy developed by the African Union. And we can see here that in all our different countries, we are developing our own strategy locally, but we do not align with the continental strategy for education or science and technology. So we find out that it's really important that we promote those regional and continental strategy in our different in different member states, so that we make sure that we are all working in the for the same objective, which to build this Africa we want. But we also see some other challenge about also the representation from a French country. I think that those continental the African Union, for example, is really dominated by all those English country, and all the French country are not, their voices are not really heard. So it's another challenge that we have to work on to be able to give voice to the French country. That's why we have trained 150 young people here in Congo to be able to go to African Union or other big institution like the NU. But it was really a good experience. We are giving the, like you say, giving the baton. We are passing the presidency to the Senegal next week. But it really has been for me a good experience and an opportunity to build a network with other countries, with other young people, not especially the scientists or physicists, but it's good to build the network to threaten our network. Thank you, Kateri.
Okay, thanks, also Dr. Malu. So you mentioned Maram Daire. He's a Senegalese guy. So, and you know, he has his name on the on one asteroid from NASA, I guess. So he's also part of this association, IEP association?
No, actually, he's not part of the association, but we invite him to talk and to participate to our activities. You do not have to be part of the association, and we invite you or any young physicist here, if you're interested. We could manage, for example, a Zoom or conferences, so for you to give the opportunity that you can talk to our young student here in Congo. So we invite people.
Okay, yeah, very good. So I think we have one question from Barzi. So he's asking if you think that DRC could be a hub for nuclear physics in Africa with more funding.
DRC is the first country to hold to have a nuclear reactor in Africa, so we have a strong history about that, and so it would be great if it could be a hub. But we have to build a community here, and we'll be happy to do so.
Very good. So I think we also have a question from a hand raised from Dr. Laule. So please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I think Dr. Malu said something very interesting about countries not aligning with continental strategies, that have been promoted by the African Union. This is actually a reality. And one of the objectives of CAFOR being within the African Union is to ensure that we promote all these continental strategies in the various countries. That's why we are now reaching out to countries. And I'm happy that this observation came on. Also, all these issues about French-speaking countries and English-speaking countries is also an issue. And also, of course, we have the Portuguese-speaking countries also that are there. Also, the Arabic speaking countries also are there. But what we are trying to do now, what we have done actually, is to translate these strategies into all these languages, because they are African languages. You know, we have four of them, and I think Kiswahili is the fifth one, although it's not a very very highly pronounced one yet. But certainly, what we want to do over the next few years is to make sure that all these continental strategies, there are so many of them. You have what you call STISA, Science, Technology, Innovation Strategy for Africa. You have CESA, Continental Education Strategy for Africa. You have TVET, Technical Vocational Education Training Strategy for Africa, and so on and so forth, so many of them. And then, they all have their own importance, of course, because all of them are geared towards developing the continent and ensuring that young people, especially young people, are familiar with them, and that African governments are familiar with them, and they take them more seriously than they are doing right now. So certainly, I'll be happy that to have more partners who can help us, you know, in promoting these strategies on the continent. And Dr. Malu, you are there in DRC, and certainly we are, as I said, we are going to open an office there as soon as possible. As soon as we have been talking to some people in the embassy here, and then when President Tshisekedi was a chairperson or is still the chairperson, we tried to see how, you know, we could. It was so difficult, but we will try to see what we can do, you know, in the future, now that we are getting more contacts in the DRC. Thank you.
Great, Dr. Colin. I will be happy to help and to see how we could partner in this case. Really, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So I think we also have a hand raised from
Yeah, thank you. Just a follow-up what Professor Lewy said regarding the different languages that we have in Africa. Is it already present in some kind of diversity of richness, but also some kind of handicap, mostly what we have discussed right now? So it would be maybe useful or interesting to discuss at the level of the African Union what would be the common language that would normalize all over the African countries, such for instance it would be officially any document, strategy, to any kind of thing that would be helpful for the African citizens. I mean, translate in the language so that we can mitigate some kind of the differences, the language and the people. Now, okay, you have this official language. We see the, recommended or recognized at the level of the continent, and each country, of course, have its own language. So we just, this is my point here. Thank you.
You are.
Yeah, thanks for this intervention, Farida. So I don't know if Dr. Mal, do you want to add something or?
No, I agree. I think that we really need to work on this language issue, and it's really important that we align all those strategy. We talk with, we promote them. We among our people, our young and our government. It's really, really important.
Okay, so yeah, so I think now we can move to the next round. So I think for that, I will just let Munia take over. So let me just stop share and stop the recording.